Today's daf Be'ezer Hashem is daf Zalian Amud Aleph Sechas Saita, and we start a new Mishnah one line from the top. The Mishnah is continuing to describe the process of giving a woman who has gone through the process of kinui, jealousy of her husband, and stira, being alone with him, going through the process that leads her to drinking to the Meisota. Ketzad Osa La. What do you do with her? Molicha, you lebezdin shabosamachum. She's brought to the bezdin in that place. Umosun lo shnei talmidei chachamim, and two talmidei chachamim are sent along with the husband and the wife. Shemavo ala baderach to make sure that the husband and wife do not have relations along the way, because if they do, so then in such a case the mayim do not work. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Baila Nemanala. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no need to send two Talmidei Chacham. The Gemara here fleshes out an interesting halacha that actually has practical applications in Hilchos Nida, in Hilchos Yichud today. Says the Gemara, Trey, two Talmidei Chacham, V'iyu, and he, and the husband, Hatzlasa, that's three. Lema Mesaya Leila Rav. Let us say that this is proof to the opinion of Rav, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Rav, Lo Yishanu Ela Bi'ir. That the halacha that we say in Maseches Kedushin, that a woman is allowed to be alone with two men, a Mishnah on the Pe'am Abeis in Kedushin, that's only when we're talking in the city. Aval Bederech, but if they're on the road, Adi Shalosh Shlosha, then it needs three. This happens to be one of the topics I was zocheh to discuss with Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. One of the things he emphasized was that a highway is, when we say a derech, is only a derech that's far removed from a city, just a highway that's even connecting cities, it depends on the situation, might not necessarily constitute a derech. We'll discuss more in Mirsa Hashem when we break down the halacha l'maisa. Said Rabbi Yehuda Marav, lo yishanu le'ir avo v'derech adi ikar shlosha. Why? Shemi yitzarech echa mehen l'nikav. We're afraid that one of them is going to need to use the restroom, and since one of the men is going to use the restroom, so if you only have two, so then you would have one man to be alone with one woman. And therefore, we need three, because we're afraid that they will come, when one of them goes to use the restroom, you would have between the one man and one woman. So too over here, our mission is approved to this idea, because we see in our mission you need to send two talmidei chacham because they're going badera. Says the Gemara, lo. Over here, there's a different issue. And that is that we need edus that will testify that if the husband does have prohibited relations with his wife after kinui and stira has taken place, the Talmidei Chacham will be able to testify about them, and then she will not drink the water. Gemara says, continues and analyzes, Talmidei Chacham in Kuli Almalo, Talmidei Chacham and not other people. And that's really strange, because it could very well be that the Gemara is asking is that if the whole need is for Eidus, we accept Eidus from people who are not Talmidei Chachamim. Says the Gemara, let me say Lele Idach to Rav. It's proof to another opinion, Rav. Dam Rav Yudam Rav, Loi Shanu Elekshirim. Avo Prutzin, Afilu Asara Nami Lo. Here we want to emphasize Talmidei Chacham because we want to emphasize the need for Kshirim. However, one woman is not allowed to be alone, even with 10 prutzim. And the Gemara emphasizes, Maisa hayivo tziu asara b'mita. There was a case in where 10 prutzim took a woman out and made believe that she was dead in order for them to be mezana with her. They feigned a ceremony. So we see even 10 prutzim alone with one woman is going to be a problem. The reason why we need Talmidei Chacham is not proof for the other opinion Rav in regards to prutzim, but rather is in order that they could appropriately warn the man not to be alone with his wife, and thereby mess up the process of the Meisota. In our Mishnah, we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Baal is going to be believed, and there is no need for the Talmidei Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Baila, says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Baila Ne'eman. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Baal is going to believe me, Kal v'chomer, from a Kal v'chomer. Umani, the Sheba Karis, Baila Ne'eman, Aleha. When it comes to a Nida where there's Nisar Karis, the Baal is trusted, and we don't require Adam to warn the Baal not to have relations with his wife. Sota Sheba Lavko, oh, she came. Sota, which is Isar Lav, certainly we should trust. We trust for Nida, certainly we should trust for Sota. Responds the Rabbana, no, he ano senes. Nida de karis chamir lei umhemen. Sota la de lav de lo chamir lei velo mehemen. When it comes to Sota, because it is only a lav, so since it's Sota is only a lav, it's not as chamur, and therefore the husband will not be trusted. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Mikal v'chomer ma'isila. We had brought down that Rabbi Yehuda had inferred his leniency because of the above Kal v'chomer. For Rabbi Yehuda, Mikroi ma'isila. But we have another source, according to Rabbi Akiva, the way, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda is quoted in a different braisa. The Sanya, as the braisa says, Vehevi oishes ishto al hakohen. It says in the pasuk itself, "Vehevi ha'ish es ishto la'kohen." The man is going to bring his wife to the kohen. Doesn't mention anything about these talmidei chacham. Says the Tanakhama, the Braisa, "Ha'ish maybe es ishto." Really, a man should bring his wife. Aval om chachamim, but the chacham instituted mosin lo shnei talmidei chacham sheviyo lo baderech because of the chash. There was a din rabbanan that was created. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, "By lo ne'eman alam mikal v'chomer." That really the husband is believed, and there's no need for that rabbinic institution. What's the Kal v'chomer? Uma nida sheba kareis baila ne'eman aleha, sota sheba lav lo kol shekein. So this is the Kal v'chomer that we had heard earlier as well from Rabbi Yehuda. If a nida the Baal is trusted, so certainly when it comes to sota amru lo, the chachamim of the reisha, say back to Rabbi Yossi, lo, Imamrit bin Nida, if we're talking about a Nida, Shekein Yesh La Heter, Tam Vesota Shein La Heter, Va'omer Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, a very powerful pasuk in Mishlei. Salt and water is sweeter. If it's a Nida, so it's not, the temptation to sin is not as great, because at the end of the day, if he waits a little longer, 12 days, at the end of the day, if he waits a little longer, then she's going to be permissible to him. However, comes to Sota, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, it's always prohibited, and what's prohibited is often sweeter to the Yetzer Hara. We have a third opinion here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the same Rabbi Yehuda. Min haTorah ha'ish mevi es ishto hakohen, shenemar vehevi ish es ishto. So here, he says, min haTorah, it states expressly that he brings it. Amar luhu kal v'chomer bereisha uparchua, v'har amar luhu akra. Mara explains that even though Rabbi Yehuda originally had quoted a Kal v'chomer, however, over here, Rabbi Yehuda presents a different position from the pasuk because he had originally presented the Kal v'chomer, but the Kal v'chomer was rejected, and then Rabbi Yehuda quotes a pasuk. So this is the explanation of the evolution of Rabbi Yehuda's position. Asks the Gemara, finally analyzing the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakama. In our Braisa, we had three opinions. The Tanakama, who said the Pasuk, and then Aval Amru Chachamin. Rabbi Yossi, who said the Kal v'chomer. Rabbi Yehuda, who repeated the Pasuk again. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama the same thing. Answers the Gemara, Ika Meinayu Aval Amru. The difference between them is that the Tanakama had said Aval Amru, that the Chachamin instituted that you take two Talmidei Chacham. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that was never instituted. Tuz points out that our sugya is very important for a very basic Shas question, and our sugya might give us the key in solving that question. The Gemara in Nida and in Yevamos tells us that a Nida is an Isser Erva. If it is an Isser Erva, there is a question that many of the Rishonim asked, Tosis raises this in Sanhedrin, and the sugya appears in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Tosfos in Sanhedrin also is on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, where the question is posed, if Nida is in Iser Erva, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah teaches us that there, if there is an Iser Erva, there is an Iser Yichud, which is Da'oraisa. The Gemara there describes that Yichud with a Goy was a Takana Midrabanan, but Yichud with an Erva is an Iser Da'oraisa. A person is allowed to be alone with his mother and his daughter, so the Gemara in Kedushin already explains that why a man is allowed to be alone with his mother and daughter. But other Ervos, there is an Iser Da'oraisa. The Gemara said that the Iser was then extended even to single girls as well, who are not a Nida. Asks Tosos, so then why is it, if we put two and two together, why is it that when one's wife is a Nida, is there not an Iser of Yichud with her? There should also be an Iser Yichud as well. This is a Shas question. Tosos by us points out that our sugya might very well give us the key to solving that problem. This is in Tosus Dibar Maskel Nida. Tosus says, V'yeshlomer dafki yichud arayis de'en lo heter. Our Gemara had introduced the idea that we're more likely to trust a husband because he is someone who is not going to be nichshol with his wife, because similar to what is referred to in other places in Shas as pas b'salo. So too, Tosa seems to be saying as well over here, that when it comes to Yichud Arayis, there's Ein Lo Heter, Dumya De Benim Imo, so therefore, in this case, the Gemara here actually gives us the solution to the Shas problem. One of the great poskim, the Chikrei Lev, is quoted in the HaMesifta edition in Evin Ezer Simen Yud Zayin as questioning this Tosfos, as well as the Sfas Emes, that if this would be so, then Eishes Ish, Eishes Ach, one's wife's brother, and one's wife's sister, where also inevitably there would be a time of Eishes Ach is the wife of one's brother. In such a case, though, they also have instances when there's heter. So one could answer that question simply to defend Tosos, presumably, that when our Gemara said that Nidas is Yeshla heter, that means there is inevitable heter. There's for sure going to be a heter al pi derech hateva. Period stops. And then in such a case, then she goes to mikvah. In contrast to Eishes Ach, it could very well be that one's brother's wife will remain usher forever. Hence, Tosos is yisod that why there isn't a prohibition of yichud with one's wife who's a nida is solved by our sugya. Emir Tashem, some of the halachas in regards to yichud and as well as regards to nida, we will come back to at the end of the daf in the next 20 minutes or so. Now, Be'ezer Hashem, we will go on, continuing on, marching along in the next Mishnah on Zayin Amud Aleph, 12 lines from the bottom. It continues describing the process of the Hashkoas Meisota. Hayimalin osa lebezin agodol b'Yerushalayim. They would then take her to the Bezin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. From the Rambam in Perek Yimel Halacha Aleph, it seems, as well as from these two Mishnayos, it seems that there were two stages. One was the process of Eidos, of Kinoi and Stira, which took place in the local Bezdin. And then, after Kinoi and Stira was decided that she had a Chaloi Shem of a Sota, so then in such a case she was taken to the Bezdin HaGadol for the Hashkoas Meisota. Uma'aymin ala kedech shema'aymin ala edin nefashos. And we scare her, like the way we would scare Eidei Nefashos. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin describes how they would tell the Eidim how terrible it was if they had lied or were about to lie. Va'omer lo, and in this case, they say to her following, Bate harbe biti, our daughter, harbe yayin asa. A lot of wine causes people to sin. In other words, There, unfortunately, this phenomenon is not unheard of, because this is what the product of a lot of wine. Harbischokasa, a lot of frivolous behavior could cause a woman to sin. Harbiyulados osa, many children have sinned, many young girls have sinned in this manner as well. You won't be the only one. Harbischenim haron osin, there are many bad neighbors that cause people to sin. Do for God's name that was written in Kedusha,
shelo yimcha al hamayim, that his name should not be erased because of you. Va'omer lefanel dvarim she'enin kedai l'shomon, hi v'chol mishpachas beis aviyah.
And they say things that are not appropriate for her and her mishpacha to hear. What are those things? That the Gemara is going to spell out what exactly those things are. Basically, what the Gemara is going to say is it's going to give other examples that of tzaddikim who were moda when they did aver. And the reason why it seems that the Mishnah is saying Einam Kedai L'Shoman is because to equate a tzaddik who was moda in his avera, like Reuven did, as like Yehuda did, so though that's a comparison that is lacking. In this case, the woman is not in that madrega, but nevertheless, if this will encourage her to admit, so then that is what is done. Im amra tmeyani, if that is enough for the woman to admit, if she was, God forbid, tmeya, and therefore she says tmeyani, shoveres ksubasa. Here is a play on words. Shoveres ksubasa means to break her ksuba. She doesn't get the ksuba, but it's also a description of a halachic phenomenon, and that is a shover, a receipt. She receives a receipt on her ksuba. In other words, she now gives back her ksuba, and it's indicated that she no longer is entitled to the ksuba. V'yotzeis, and she can no longer be with her husband. V'imamra tahorani, but if she says, no, I'm really tahora. Malin osa l'shar mizruch shal pesach shar nikunar, they take her to the entrance to the heichal. Shesha mashkin es hasotos, there were three things that took place. The area called Shar Nikanar, the Mishnais in Tamid describe why Nikanar is named after Shar Nikanar, but those were the special, beautiful wooden doors that were at the entrance of the Heichal. There is where they gave the Sotos to drink. Umetarines Hayolados, that is also where a woman who gave birth would go through the process of Tahara and bring her Karban, as well as the Matarnes HaMitzoran, also the Mitzorah is brought there. The Kohen Oches Bivgadel, the Kohen takes her shirt and grabs it. In Nikru Nikru, this is a process of being menavel, of even embarrassing this woman as an onish of what she had done, as the Gemara is about to flesh out, and the Gemara will on Daf Tes as well, to bring out that this is Mida, Kenegan Mida. In Nikru Nikru, if the beged is torn, then it is torn. In Nifru Nifrumu, if it gets even torn into small pieces, that is what it is. Achu Megalis Liba, until her heart is revealed. Vesoser, period. Vesoser Esa'ara, and her hair is undone. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imhaya Liba Noi, if she was pretty, Loi Megaleu, so then in such a case, they would not open the chest area. Vim hayasara no, lo hayasoser. Period. Haysa miskasa bilavanim, if she was wearing white clothing, mechasa b'shchorim, she's covered in black clothing to indicate the avera. Hayale klezov v'katlios, nizam v'tabos, if she was wearing nice jewelry, ma'avir minanu kedei l'nav, in order to make her look unappealing as an onesh for her making herself look appealing to the man and causing him to sin. V'achakach mevi chevel mitzri, and afterwards a rope was brought. Chevel mitzri was a type of rope that was made from a palm tree. It's actually nothing to do with Egypt, but it's mitzurei deko, as Rashi explains. V'kosher l'malam midada, and it is tied above her chest, her breast area. V'chol arot liros bo liros, anybody can watch the process of the Hashkas Meisota, Chutz Me'avodel V'Shivchosa, except her servants and her maidservants, because Mepnei Shalibo Gaspa, and because she's comfortable with them, and when she sees her fans next to her, so then that will encourage her, Rashi explains, to deny. She'll build up her resolve. The whole point here is to intimidate her as well, to lose that sense of cockiness, and ultimately, if God forbid she had sin, to admit. V'chol anashim mutaros l'rosa, women are allowed to watch, other women are allowed to watch. As Shenema, as the Pasuk says, v'nivasru kol hanashim losasenu kizma schena. That the Pasuk in Yechezkel says
that the women will be warned not to do like the znus, as a way of other women taking mussar for znus, that the punishment, the extremely embarrassing punishment that the sota has to endure. The Gemara begins, Minani Mili. How do we know that we need Bezdin Hagodol? Amar B'chia Bagamda, Amar B'yosi B'chanina, Asya Tera Tera. Ksiv Ha'achav, also HaKoyin is Kol HaTera. It says over here that the Kohen does all the Torah of the Sota. But interesting expression, Kol HaTera. Ksiv Ha'asam Al Pi HaTera Sher Yerucha. And in regards to the Zakein Mamre, and in regards to the general requirement of listening to the Chachamim, which relates, of course, to Parshas Zakein Mamre, the Torah tells us we are to listen Al Pi HaTorah Sher Yerucha. Ma Lahalam B'Shivim Echad, Vafkan B'Shivim Ve'Echad. So too, when it comes to the Sota, just like the Zakei Mamre needs to be done with 71, so too the Sota as well is done with 71. Uma'ayim in Aleha, we learned in our Mishnah that we intimidate her. Uremini, we'll ask you the following question. Kederek shema'ayim in Aleha shelo tishte, kach ma'ayim in Aleha she tishte. Just like we intimidate her not to drink, we also intimidate her to drink. What does it mean, intimidate her? Encourage her to drink. Omrim la, the bezdin would say to her, biti im baru l'cha adover, shetahora at, if you're sure that you're tahora, imdi al bariech, say strong, ushti and drink, lefish ena ma'im hamarim domen el sam yavesh, because almost we encourage her, the Brisa presents it, and this is a Tosefta in Perek Aleph, that we encourage her to stand strong and not, and to drink it if she is Torah. And we say to her that the Mei Hasota is like a dry medicine. Shemunach al Basar Chai, that's put on a infected wound. Im Yesha Maka Michalchel V'Yoret. If the Maka is infected and needs to be healed, it goes down. Ein shamaka ein amoklum. If there's no wound, then the medicine is not helpful. So when it comes to the sam, don't worry about the sam. If there's a maka that needs to be healed, in other words, in this case, that a woman who needs to be punished, that will happen. And if not, you have nothing to worry about. Asks the Gemara, wait a second, there was no account of this at all in our mission. In our mission, the only type of ium that seemed to take place was to intimidate her only to back down, to admit that she was Mizana. But for her to stay strong, that we didn't mention at all. Why is that? Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Kan Kodim Shnimchut Megillah, Kan La'achar Shnimchut Megillah. Prior to when the Shem Hashem was erased from the scroll and put into the Meisota, so then in such a case, we only, as in our Mishnah, push her to admit. However, after it's already been erased, so then we encourage her not to be afraid and to drink the Mei Sota. So it continues to describe what is it that the Bezdin tells the potential Isha Sota. Va'omer lufanel v'chulei. Tan Rabbanan, Aimer lefanel dvarim shel Hagada u'maisim she'iru b'ksuvim arishonim. We tell her the stories that took place in the ksuvim arishonim. Here Rashi explains the ksuvim arishonim don't refer to what we call today ksuvim of Torah and Neviim ksuvim, but rather means the things that take place in Torah shenasu b'yamim harishonim. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk that brings this out in Iyov. Kigona shechachom yagidu v'lo kichatu me'avosam. The Chachamim said this over, and they didn't hold back from their forefathers. In other words, they did not hold back from admitting when they were wrong. Yehuda hold of a low bush. Yehuda admitted, and he wasn't embarrassed. Ma yisofo nachol chaye olam haba. In the end, he got olam haba. Reuven hold of a low bush. Reuven admitted, and he also wasn't embarrassed. Ma yisofo nachol chaye olam haba. Umascharon. What is their schar? Ask the Gemara. Mascharon, kidikarmi. We just said the schar is that they got olam ba. Ela mascharon ba olam hazeh, but they even got schar in olam hazeh.
The Gemara answers from the other pasuk in Iyov, the next pasuk. That was probably why the Gemara quoted the pasuk beforehand. In Perek Tezvav, pasuk Yutes, Lohem levadam nitin aretz v'lo avar zor b'socham. The Chachamim who were Yagidu v'loichi chadu, they didn't hold back because of Bosh. Only they are given only the land of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains that that is in regards to Reuven, that Reuven got the first chelek by Avra Yarden. Yehuda over here, we're not talking about the land, but Yehuda Zocha Lemalchus, and that is what he receives in reward for being Moda Alamis. Says the Gemara, first word in the line is Bishlema, about 20 lines from the bottom. Bishlem Yehuda Ashkan Dodi Dichsiv Vayak Yehuda Vayim Etzad Kimimenu. Yehuda says, she's correct. El Reuven Minol Dodi. How do we know that Reuven was Moda? We quote the pasuk that we say often in at the end of Devarim. Could very well be that Chazal are very much struck by the expression El Amoy Tivienu, he will be brought into his nation. When was Yehuda not in his nation? So the Gemara will expound on this idea. Kol Osin Shanim Shal Yisrael Bamidbar Hayatzmaisav Shal Yehuda Migul Golin Ba'aron. The bones of Yehuda were rolling around in the Aron. Acham and Meishu Bikeshlav Rachamim. Until Meishu came along, and he were davened for him. Amar lefan Rabbeinu Shalaylam, mi garim leRuvain shahayda. Who caused Reuven that when he admitted for moving his father's bed to admit Yehuda, v'zaisli Yehuda, and hence the expression v'zaisli Yehuda. Miyad Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. Al avirel l'shafa. His avarim, his limbs became came together. Continues the saga, and continues the pasuk. V'lo havei kema'ayilin leila misifta. However, they still didn't allow Yehuda to come into misifta derekia, the yeshiva in Shemaim. The Gemara tells us that la'asid lavo, that the chachamim are going to sit around and be learning Torah. In olam haba, they're sitting and learning Torah. So says the Gemara, ve'el amotivienu. So Moshe was mevakesh, that he should be brought to his am. In other words, that he should be allowed into the yeshiva. But he wasn't familiar with the sugyas that they were teaching. He wasn't able to talk and to respond. Mishkol u'mitrach, to talk and respond. Yadav ravlo. So hence the pasuk continues, and Moshe asked that his hands should have a lot. In other words, he should be very capable, and not only that, Rashi says, to even win the Milchamta Shel Torah. Lava kasalkele shmaitza liba dehilchasa. But he wasn't zoche to say a explanation, Rashi explains, that would be concluded lahalach. The ezer mitzarav tiyeh is the conclusion of the pasuk, and he will be helped from his enemies. In other words, that he would be zoche to mechamta mita sheltra, or la suke shmeitza liba dehilchasa. Period. Says Gemara Bishlem Yehuda. We are 7 lines from the bottom. The odi keched lo tisrof Tamar. I understand Yehuda admitted in order that in the sin that he had done with Tamar. Ela Reuven lamali leida odi. Why is it Reuven should have been moda va'amar Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes quotes a Gemara that appears as well in Brachos on Daf Lamid Dalid Amibes, which we will discuss a little bit in the Halach Lamaisa section as well. Chotzef alai de nifrit chatoi. It's a chutzpah for someone to spell out his averas. In other words, people are not supposed to publicize their averas. We're going to see that there are exceptions to this rule. However, if it's going to have a benefit, so then clearly from Yehuda we learn that that does not apply. Answers the Gemara on the last narrow line. Here, Reuven admitted in order that his brothers should not be suspected by their father to have moved it, and that was the toelis in his admission. Gemara, three lines from the bottom, continues to analyze the next part of the Mishnah that we had on Zayin Amud Aleph. If she says that she is Tmeira, so then Shoveres Ksuba, the Ksuba, Ksubasa is literally broken. However, we point out, we read the Mishnah, is that the Mishnah also seems to be making reference to a Shoiver. A Shoiver is a receipt that's written when payment is given. There is a Machlokis Tanoim in Bava Basra on the Kuf Ayin Amebeis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, whether when a shtar, for example, a ksuba that says that if a woman gets divorced, her husband is going to pay her the value of the ksuba, when the ksuba is paid in a case of divorce, do we just simply rip up the ksuba, or, as the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, or do we have a receipt that is written? If you say that a receipt is written, so then, in such a case, the husband needs to hold on to the receipt the whole time to say, to prove that he is paid, because the ksuba, in theory, could still stay in her hands, and he will need to prove through a receipt that it was already paid. If you don't write a shoiver, like the opinion of Reb Yehuda, then in such a case, the shtar is going to be torn up. So that's a machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yaisi. The Gemara says, aha, we have a proof in regards to that shaila between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yaisi. Shamis Mina, says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, Kaisvin Shaiver. We see from here that one writes a receipt. Amar Abaye, in that machlokes Tanoim. So we see we pass like Reb Yaisi, not Reb Yehuda. So Abaye says, no, Tani Mikaras. You have to say that what's going on over there is, when the Mishnah says Shoveres Ksubasa, it means that the Ksuba is going to be torn, not that a Shover is going to be... Amele Rava, Rava responds, Vahoy Shoveres Ktani. The Mishnah says that a Shover is here, which seems to indicate that it's not simply that the Ksuba, the Shtar, is going to be torn, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Sefer Teferis Tzion explains very beautifully that it could be that Abaye would not be so bothered by Rava's question, because at the end of the day, it does say Shoveres Ksuba. What does that mean? Shoveres the Ksuba could very well mean that the Ksuba itself is broken, not that a receipt is being written. However, Rava is going to say no, that that is not the Mashmos. The fact that it says Shover seems to indicate that, or Shoveres, is referring to the actual receipt. The word Shoveres is so close to Shover that the Tana would not have written it. The word Shoveres is a play on the term, but it would not have used the expression of Shoveres if it didn't mean actual Shover. Elo amarav makom shein kaisen ksuba skin. And you have to say that what we're talking about is an instance where they didn't write a ksuba, and since they didn't write a ksuba, in that such a case, a ksuba cannot be torn. And of course, the Gemara in Ksubas discusses that there were some places where they did have a takonas chachamim to write a ksuba. In some cases, they did not, and for that reason, we were talking about in this case, the Mishnah was assuming that they did not write a ksuba. Hence, a shover must be written because there is no ksuba to tear up. The Gemara in the last line in Zayin Amud Beis says, "V'im amra tahira ani malinos l'shara mizrach." They would take her up to shara mizrach. Ask the Gemara, "Malinosa hasam kaima?" She was already there. What does it mean, "Malinosa"? We take her up. So the Gemara here introduces an interesting idea that has its parallels in other cases of capital punishment. "Demaskinalei umachtinalei." They would take her up and down from Harabayis, they would walk her around and around Kedeli Yaga in order to tire her. In other words, to get her to have her defenses, if she's chas v'chalila lying, to get her defenses broken down, and hence admit if chas v'chalila she had done the aver. The sign Reb Shimon Elazar Oimer, we have a brice in Sanhedrin Alam Ebeiz that says, Bezim Misayin Es Ha'edim Imakom L'makom, Bezim moves around the Edim from place to place, Kadesha Tetarev Daitan Alein V'yachsaren, that they should get confused and worn out and admit to Averos that they had done, and in particular in the case of the Edus, to admit that they were lying, as well as in the case of the Sota. We now come to the halacha part of our shir, and of course, on our daf, we have a reference to the importance of lasuk eshmaitza liba de hilchasa that we saw on Zayin on the Beis, that even when Yehuda had entered the Masifta and was derakia, and he was able to be zocha b'maso mato b'limud, he did not rest until he was zocha lasuk eshmaitza aliba de hilchasa. So let us be masik eshmaitza liba de hilchasa on a couple important topics on our daf. First, a smaller topic, an interesting one, not well known, is the concept of a person not being mefarsim his chet. The Gemara on the bottom of Zayin on the Beis had told us that a person is not supposed to allow his chet to be publicized. Rav Sheshes had said, chotzif ala bai yisrael demafrid chatoi. It's a chutzpah to spell out an avei. The source for this, the Gemara on in Brachos ala medalit on the Beis, as well as the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Gimel, says is the pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei nasui pesha kisui chata, praises the one who covers over sin, does not publicize sin. It's part of the busha that should come along with doing an aveira. Of course, the Gemara said there's one exception. If he could have a positive result, like the case of Yehuda and Reuven, so then in such a case it is permissible. However, there is a fascinating position of the Rambam in when he quotes this halacha. Excuse me, I said Perek Gimel, I meant to say Perek Beis, Halacha Hei in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam differentiates between Bein Averos, Bein Adam Lamakom, and Bein Adam L'Chavero. And there the Rambam says, Shevach Godol L'Shov She'izvad De'Barabim V'Yodiya P'Shov L'Hem U'Megal Averos She'Bein Adam L'Chavero L'Acherim V'Omer L'Hem Omnam Chatasi L'Ploni V'Sisi L'Kach V'Kach V'Areini Hayom Shovu Misnachem. However, the Rambam says, that does not apply to Bein Adam, Averos Bein Adam L'Makom. Avo B'Averos She'Bein Adam L'Makom Ein Atzarech L'Farsim Atzmo. He should not be Mefarsim El Shov L'Fnei Hakel Baruch Hu, but rather he should only do it privately between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ravid adds from our Gemara, Amar Avram, V'chein B'Averos HaMefursam Masulim Agulos, then in such a case, a person should be Mefarsim the Tshuva and be Mevayesh the Rabbim. Kesef Mishnah points out that it could very well be that the Rambam agrees with the Ravid, and the Rambam was only talking about Averos Bein Adam Lamakom that were done in private, and that seems to be the language of the Rambam. What is the rationale from this of this differentiation between public Averos and private Averos, which already seems to be a Gemara in Yuma, Pevav, and Beis? Maybe one could suggest that every Bein Adam L'Chavero, once another person is offended, so then in such a case there has been a chil Hashem b'farhesya, and to be misaken that, to rectify it, then tshuva has to be done b'rabim as well. In contrast to avera that's done b'tzina, if a person will publicize it, so then in such a case that would further the chil Hashem. Hence, the Rambam and Ravid differentiate, number one, between Bein Adam L'Chavero, Bein Adam L'Makom, then Bein Adam L'Chavero should be mefarsim, and maybe one could add that one could give advice to others how to rectify that particular avera. However, if it was an avera zambitzina, then it should not be done in a public manner. What is interesting is that in Hilas Yom HaKippurim, the halacha lemaisa seems to be a little bit different than the impression that one would get from reading the Rambam and Ravid. In Tafresh Zayin Beis, the Mechaber paskins the following: Ein tzarech lefari tachet. When a person does tshuva on Yom HaKippurim, in all times for that matter, he does not have to spell out the particular sin. Vimratz lefaret harishus biyado, and if he wants to, then he can. V'mizvade belachash nachol lefari tachet. This is an important halacha. My Rabbi Braunspiegel Shlita used to emphasize this, that we should spell out the particular averos, that is the lechatziva. Adds the Ramah, Avokishim ispalel b'kol ram. If a person is davening out loud, so then in such a case, ein lefare tachet, he should not spell out the avera. That is along the lines that we saw in the pasuk of Tehillim that says, Ashrei nosui pesha kisui chata. The avera should not be spelled out. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Tes in Tavrei Zayin says, midesasam
The fact that the Ramah does not differentiate between Averos ben Anlach Makam on Anlach Averos, Mashma Dafil Ba'avon Shem ben Anlach Averos Gamkein Asur, and the Sharet Zion points out that this position of the Rambam that says that ben Adam lechavero you should be mefarsem is according to the opinion of Rav Nachman in the Sugya in Yevamos. However, the opinion of Rav is not to differentiate between Averos ben Adam Makam ben Adam lechavero, except if it is an Avera that in itself is already Mefursam, so then in such a case, which by the way in Tafre Vav seems to be brought out as well, that if it's Avera Mefursam, so then in such a case you should be Mefarsam. However, the distinction between Ben Adam and Ben Adam Chavero is not accepted in the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura Halacha Lemaisa. The next topic, which has two parts, is the very important Gemara Halacha Lemaisa on Dav Zayin Amid Aleph in regards to Hilchos Yichud. And we will discuss two parts that emerge from this Gemara. In our beginning of Sota, we have many topics in Hilchos Yichud. Number one is the line in the Gemara that we had seen that when it comes to the rule that two men are allowed to be alone with one woman, which is how we paskin lahalacha by two anoshim ksherim in the beginning of Simin Chav Beis, because we are not afraid that one man is going to be mezana with the woman and the other man will let it happen. In contrast, by the way, that a man is not allowed to be alone with two women, as brought down again in the beginning of Simin Chav Beis. All of that does not apply. Two men are not allowed to be alone with one woman in a matzil of Yichud in regards to a debt when they are bedech, when they are on the way. The Gemara told us, in the name of Rav, Shemi Yitzarech Echa Mehen L'Nikavav, we are afraid that one of them is going to need to go to use the restroom, and then they are going, the other man that is left alone with the woman is going to be stuck in a matzav of Yichud. That is codified in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Chav Beis Sif Hei, where we have the halacha that says Ramah V'yesharman V'yisha achas misyachedes im shnei anashim ksherim im hu be'ir. A woman is allowed to be alone with two men who are ksherim. Stam anashim ksherim heim, continues the Ramah Chav Beis Hei. And then the Ramah talks about Prutim, which we will get to shortly. V'kolzeh bi'ir, aval b'sadeh. Now, sadeh here is a code word for derech. If they are on the long the way, even if there are two men and there is no isser of yichud, o balaylo, or at night, which we will not discuss today, bo'in and gimel. Then in such a case, three men are going to be necessary. So if they are traveling along a place where there is a matzav of yichud, two men are not alone because of the are not allowed to be alone with the woman because of the shash of Shema Yitzarech Echad Linikavav. What qualifies as a place that they are alone? What would qualify as a matzav of Yichud along the road? So the Sefer Torah HaYichud in Perek Dalet Os Tes quotes Rav Yoshev as saying that if there is a car that passes every 10 minutes or so, so then in such a case, that would not qualify as a place of Yichud. Along those lines, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, in the Hosafos Chadashos and Simin Aleph, says that Efsher diyesh lismoch ala chalono shebe mechonit v'choshiv kepasuach l'rishus harabim. If one has windows that are open to the street, so then in such a case, then the car isn't considered a rishus hayachid. So if you have two men who are along with the woman who are on a derech that has other cars that are going along within every 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes, there is a car on the road. So in such a case, you don't have the problem of derech, as well as the car itself would not constitute a matzil of yichud, even for Laila when you normally require three. I would just add that a car, let's say if you have one man and one woman that are alone together, doesn't constitute a matzav of yichud if the windows can be opened to Rishus HaRabim, but when it is dark, so So then, if the whole highway doesn't constitute a Rishus HaYachid, as we said, that there are other cars that are coming along every 10 minutes, and there's lights on the side, and so on and so forth, so then in such a case, then there's no problem of Yichud at all. They're not in a matzav of Yichud altogether. However, what happens if they're on a dark road where it's very, very hard to see into the car and there are no lights on the side of the road? So I saw quoted Rabbi Zilberman many years ago, made me aware of Rabbi Ribiat quoting Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichrono Levracha. We had also suggested the same thing, that an inner light, an internal car light, might be necessary in such a case, so that the car itself, in a case of where there are no other lights around, in of itself doesn't become a matzav yichud. So let's just summarize what we have up until now. Number one, we have the halacha that two men are allowed to be alone with a woman. If they are bederech, so then in such a case they need three men. However, bederech only constitutes a area where in of itself the situation is going to be a case of yichud if you stopped right there and one of the men disappeared. Why would a man disappear? As the Gemara described, he might go to do his tzarachim. But if they're on a highway or they're in an area where a car passes every 10 minutes, so then in such a case there isn't any need for the chumrah. We just added that a car itself with one man and one woman, if there are no lights outside, the people outside cannot see bifnim, so then internal light, in cases, of course, where it's permissible according to law, where it is safe, so then in such a case that should be used as well, particularly country roads where it is very dark. Even if a car passes every 10 minutes, then in such a case it's very hard to see inside, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky suggested that as well, that a light should be put on. Of course, before we continue, we need to emphasize that the halachos of Yichud are there where Chazal created a geder to prevent against a man and a woman coming to day Yisur, and that's the halacha that everybody abides by. But of course, every person needs to make a cheshbon with their own Yerushamayim, what is appropriate and what is inappropriate, even if it's technically permissible in Hilchos, but that they shouldn't, chas v'chalila, come to be nichshel in an avera chamura. One more interesting point about the chumrah of bederech: the Gemara in Kedushin Adaf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph brings that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said that you need three, and then the Gemara, as our Gemara quoted, and then the Gemara over there in Kedushin Pei Aleph quotes a story where Rav and Rav Yehuda were going bederech, and they were machbid. Then they were makbid themselves not to be next to a woman who was baderech. And there, the Gemara expresses that it was a chumrah that they had taken upon themselves. Now, there is a basic question that could be asked in that Gemara. And this is a question that Rav Steinman Shlita raises in his Sefer Ayelet HaShachar. If this chumrah of baderech is accepted lahalacha, so, and accepted by Rav and Rav Yehuda, so then why is it that they were only machmir as a chumrah? Brakar mikmei de Gehenim, let us remove ourselves for the potential of Gehenim, as they exclaimed over there. They should have been machmir because meikar b'dina, you can't have two men along with a woman baderech. Rav Steinman, as well as one of my Talmidim, Aaron Rosenberg, was mechavin to words of Rav Steinman in his Sefer El Sashachar, suggested that maybe one could suggest that the Gemara on Pei Aleph is talking about a chumrah of baderech only when the couple know each other. In other words, the two men and the woman know each other, one will go to the bathroom, then the chasuch will be nechshel. In contrast, if they just met a woman along the way, so then in such a case, like in the case where they were walking and there was a woman who was in front of them, so then the only reason to be machmer was a rabalma like the Yerushamayim that we spoke about before, their own personal Yerushamayim. But me'ikr dedina in hilchos yichud, there wouldn't be a requirement in a case of two men, a woman, even bederech. Rav Steinman suggests this in the Sefer Yelos HaShachar, that it could be that would be the reconciliation to this question, which would then come out a interesting kula, and that is that we would have to be machmir bederech, two men and a woman, only if the two men and woman knew each other and set out together. But in a case of where a woman was given a ride, so then in such a case, and they didn't know each other before, and they met the woman along the way, so then in such a case was picked up, in a case of a tramp, let's say, a ride was given along the way, so So then in such a case, maybe one could be Mekel. I asked Rav Shteim and Shlita about this, and he said he didn't mean to paskin it halacha lemaisa, and hence we are machmir bederech in all cases. In a case where you have two men and one woman, you would need to add a third man, Shema Yitzarech, Echa Linikavav, as our Gemara had brought out. Next topic in Hilchos Yichud that we had seen as well was the conclusion of the Gemara on the top of Zayin Amid Aleph, another teaching of Yehuda Merav, and that was that the heter to have two men alone with one woman is only talking about Anoshim Ksheirim. However, if they're prutzim, the Gemara's expression is that there was a case in where 10 men had contrived to take out a woman to be mezana with her, and therefore we would have to be machmer even if there are 10 men. One could add, chas v'chalila, those places that are places where is known that znus, unfortunately, is rampant. I feel uncomfortable even to mention these words, bars and clubs and so on. So then in such a case, if they are alone, so then many prutzim and many prutzos would constitute a yichud, in my opinion. It's an answer to a trivia question. How can you have many people together and still have an Isser Yichud if it is a makom where znus is rampant? So then in such a case, it would, a crowd would still constitute an Isser of Yichud. But in normal situations, the rule is ksherim are 2 and 1, prutzim, even 10 and 1 is going to be problematic. Of course, if there are more than one isha, so then in such a case, then the halacha would change. What exactly is the hagdara of a parutz bizmanazeh? Here, the Chazon Ish has a very, very important line in his letters. Interestingly, Rav Moshe has another take in terms of the halachos of Yichud. The Chazon Ish in his letters in Chelik Beis, Sifkot and Kuf Nun Tes, writes, Shamiskadim adas kafroniyos, ve'ena medarkei hatzibur ha-yisraeli, those who are raised on Hashkafa, that is kofer b'toras Hashem, heim b'chlal mochzokim b'pritzus v'arayas, they are considered a parutz, and hence a Jewish woman would not be allowed to be alone with two of those prutzim. There is a discussion, I'll just give a reference, in Piskei Tshuva, Sifkat and Dalet, in Simin Chav Beis, in Evin Ezer, whether one parutz and one kosher is going to be acceptable. One can infer, and this I write in the Kuntres of Hilchos Yichud, where I discuss the opinions of the Chazon Ish and others, that one can infer that the Chazon Ish and Evin Ezer, Chelik Lamed Dalet, Simid Yayim Yud Bey, Simid Sivkotim Beis, is Mekel if there's already one kosher, a Paritz, and a kosher. In such a case, one could be Mekel, and the Sefer Dvar Halacha as well seems to come to that conclusion. So what emerges is that the Chazon Ish says if it's someone who is a das kafronis, so then in such a case one has to be machmer, otherwise one would not qualify as a parutz, and if there's one parutz and one kosher, it's a discussion of Piskei Tshuva, and it seems that the Chazon Ish comes out lahakel, and this we discuss in Chav Beis Hay in the Kuntres of Hilchos Yichud. Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvas in Chelik Dalet, Simin Samach Hay, Sifkot and Yud Zayin, seems to be more machmir in terms of the definition of a parutz vis-a-vis Hilchos Yichud. It could specifically be in regard to Hilchos Yichud. Rav Moshe says, "Mi she'ena batuach v'nafsho she'yamil keneged tfias ha-yetzer," a person who is not sure that he would be able to withstand the Yetzer Hara, "O she'lo yelo Yetzer klal b'mokum she'esh od isham, no kiparutz. Afal pishe nechshav avarian le'inyan iser znus." Rav Moshe seems to disagree with the Chazon Ish and says that if anybody doesn't trust himself to be alone with this woman, so then in such a case, Rav Moshe says that he's considered a parutz, and then he cannot be alone with another person who might be of that nature with a woman. They would need what is called a crowd, that the Rambam says, Noshim harbe v'anoshim harbe ein choshishin liyichud. In such a case, there is no chash liyichud. It could very well be that Rav Moshe says that Rav Moshe's position is only if a person would be mezaneh, chas v'chalila, in a case in which his friends would find out about it. But what happens if a person says, "Bari li shelo ezek kishiyeda chaveri," I know that my friend, if my friend would know about it, I know for sure I wouldn't be Mizaneh. So then in such a case, there are rayos, could possibly argue, I have this in footnote 24, on Sifhei, that one could argue that even Rav Moshe is going to be Mekel. What emerges, again, to review the bottom line, is that the heter of two men alone with one woman that we saw in the Gemara says does not apply to Prutzim. The Chazon Ish claims that the Hagdara of that is that someone who's not Bedarke HaSibur HaYisraeli, someone who doesn't, is not part at all of Torah Hashem. It sounds like those people who are nominally affiliated, that have a basic sense of a moral right and wrong, Bedarke HaSibur Yisraeli, the Chazon Ish seems to be Mekel. However, Moshe Feinstein is much more machmir, where he says a person has to be able to say bari li shelo echta in order for him not to be called a parot vis-a-vis these halachos. In terms of other halachos, then Moshe would, I don't think, would be machzikin as a balavera chas v'chalila, etc., etc. But Moshe would say that he should not rely on the heter of two and one. It seems to me that the minhag ha'olam is to follow the position of the Chazon Ish, of those people who it's not suspected that they would be nichshal in averos of znus, so then a woman would be allowed to be alone with two of those men. A fascinating psak of the Rambam, where the Rambam says that bizman hazeh, and this is codified in Shulchan Aruch, that we view all men today as prutzim. Hence, the Rambam says, lo, and this is codified Shulchan Aruch, let's read it in the language of Shulchan Aruch, loy tisyachet isha achas afilu manoshim harbe achati ishto shel echa mehem. Unless one's wife is there, then a woman cannot be alone with many men, because we view many men as prutzim. The Ramah disagrees. The open question is, for Sfaradim today, how does one follow? If two men cannot be alone with one woman, because we consider snam b'nei adam nechshavim kiprutzim, so then how do we deal with it halacha l'maisa? So here we have a machlokas between the Beis Shmuel and the Chelkas Mechokek, when the Rambam says, even the Rambam admits that one could be lenient with many men and many women, whether that qualifies only if there are three men and three women, or that is the opinion of the Beis Shmuel. The opinion of the Chelkas Mechokek is two men and two women is also going to be acceptable. I asked Rev Steinman, first I asked my Rebbe, Rev Nevinzel Shlita, he said he did not know how we would paskin in this Machlokas. Rev Steinman felt that one would go l'chumra, that one needs to be machmir for Svardim. Rev Chaim Kanievsky Shlita told me that B'nai Torah, Svardim B'nai Torah, he thought could be Mekel, two men and two women together. So according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, what would emerge is that the difference between Psak, between Svaradim and Ashkenazim, would be, if we're talking about a Stam Ben Adam, who qualifies in the Chazon Ish's Hagdara, at least according to the Chazon Ish, as being part of Tzibur Yisraeli and not Das Kafronis, so then in such a case, then two men would be allowed to be alone with one woman. According to for Svaradim, that would be prohibited, but two men and two women would be acceptable. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes some of the halachas of Yichud that emerge from today's daf, and we now conclude Zayin Amid Aleph Be'ezer Hashem.